Hello?
Yeah.
Wow, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
We just don't hear right now, just us two. I actually thought I was going to be done with this. But I thought I was going to be done with work. But I'm not done, so I gotta still do it while I'm driving and stuff. But that's okay. We still going.
That's alright, brother.
Yeah. How your week been going?
I'm going pretty good, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to stay out of the way. Yeah. Working, taking care of kids, you know the norm.
No, right? That's all we can do. Working and taking care of the fam. For real. Yeah, man, I'm sorry, man. I thought I'd be done with this too, man, but not. I like to sit down and have my stuff all written down, so I ain't got nothing written down. Y'all gotta excuse me today, man. I was just caught. I'm not on point today. A lot going on, man. That's what I wanted to talk about. Stress. My stress levels. Jeez. It's been kind of crazy. For real. How you been dealing with your stress?
Well, I don't know. Crazy.
That's how you been dealing with yours?
Yeah.
No, I've been praying.
Somebody told me that stress, all stress is. Stress is decisions that you know you need to make and you're not. That's what causes stress.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense to me too.
Stress is decisions we know we need to make, but we're not making them.
Yep.
So make better decisions.
Sure, big dog.
Yeah, I definitely want to. I've been pushing off a lot of stuff. I think that's been my problem. It's just pushing off stuff, trying to tackle more stuff. For real, getting stuff out the way. People out here today. Nice outside. I'd have been somewhere else over tonight. Yeah. I'm on this north side. Yeah, no, man. My stress levels, though, man. My week been actually good. But, I've been pushing off on a lot of things that I just need to do, like what I was saying. I'm just trying to tackle a lot of stuff that I had just accumulated, little stuff that I've just been pushing off. So trying to catch up on a lot of stuff, man. And I think it's been stressing me out in the process of doing it, of just trying to make sure that I'm standing on everything, you know.
Yes, sir.
It's good, though. For real, man, my car head broke down on me today, but the blessing about it and everything in it is I just had went and grabbed my other truck that was out, the transmission that was out in it, and the car I've been driving the last few months or whatever since I've been out here just broke out on me today. So I'm like, man, there wasn't nobody but God that's giving me enough time to just get my little stuff in order. You know what I mean? She caught show enough for that. For real. Jeanette was driving. She called me. The car's only going 25 miles an hour. It ain't funny, but the way she said it, it was just like, whew. It's only going 25 miles an hour, so. But I was looking at the blessing in it because I know the devil wants me to be like all stressed out even more. But I'm like, man, no, look at God. He gave me enough time to get my other car out. So that was a blessing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I'm trying to see if some more people jump in it. Anybody on the line? Right now it's just me and Brother Ray. Is anybody else on the line? I didn't hear anybody else talking.
Should call Tony. Tell him to pop on.
Phone below.
Phone. Yeah, man. Because I want to see. I want to see what everybody else had to say about how they deal with their stress levels. For real. How they deal with that. When I deal with stress too, I like to hibernate too, though. That's another way I deal with stress. But I don't always think that's a good thing when I do that.
Stress.
You know, I don't think it's a good thing, man, when I hibernate, though. People. Without talking. Oh, man. I'm trying to find these addresses.
Find a nigga, Addie. Ooh, my bad. We in group. Dang. Sorry,
cuz. Nah, I'm going to give it another for a couple minutes, man. And don't nobody pop on. We could just pop off anyway because I don't want to be on here and I'm driving. I'm really not focused on like little stuff that we can that I could be have written down or whatever. So give it a couple minutes. People just be busy too, though, man. You know, everybody don't be free every week. I understand. I'll go through it too. Because this right here was definitely unexpected. I was supposed to project it to be done right now. Definitely, it's 6 o'clock going to be too. I ain't going to be done until like 8 o'clock today.
It's a long night.
Yeah, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, it's a great light.
Yeah, definitely a long night, yeah. Definitely. Nah, but you know, I'm trying not to get stressed out. But it definitely stretched me out.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah, it just might work like that this week, man, because I'm supposed to be in front of my little thing with my note. Currently have my little notes ready, prepared. Ready for what I want to talk about. No. Oh, sound like we just got joined by somebody.
Oh, it's me in the house. It's Sister Walker. Sister Walker's Walker? Here. Yes, Angela Walker.
Hey, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm all right. Out here driving, working. I'm supposed
I
to
bet.
Be good.
Uh-huh.
But,
where everybody
no,
at?
I don't know. People probably busy today.
Is that Dewan?
No, that's Brother Ray.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
yeah,
Brother
where's
Ray.
Everybody at?
Brother Ray out of Chicago.
Oh, okay. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I was just going to give it a few more minutes for people to, hop on.
Uh-huh.
Just give them
my
some
son
time.
Should be joining.
Your son?
Yeah, like he is my son.
Is he? I heard of that name before.
Yep, that's my baby.
He come on here a lot.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And today
is
his birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How your week been, sister?
It's good. And yours?
Oh, my week been going good.
Good.
Just trying to deal with a lot of stuff.
You still out in Iowa?
Nope. I have moved back to Madison like 4 months now, 3-4 months now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really the Portage, but
I
work
okay.
in Madison.
How you like it in Portage?
It's quiet.
I bet.
Peaceful. I like it. It reminds me of how I was in Iowa. It was just quiet
uh-huh.
and peaceful. Give me a lot of time to think.
Uh-huh.
Think out there and just get myself together, you know, not around too much noise. Unless
mm-hmm.
I come to Madison, but
yeah,
I just pretty
exactly.
much work. I got tired of Iowa.
Yeah. I was gonna move to Waterloo years ago.
Oh, in Waterloo?
Then I ended up not moving out there, so yeah.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I
didn't.
Okay. How come you didn't?
I wasn't engaged anymore. We'll just put it like
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Iowa is a good town if I feel like if you just
put yourself together or whatever, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's a good town to, like, stay in because it's like isolated. Nobody's out there. At least for me, it was like that. Nobody's out there to have family members. They were just cornfields and people I was working with. So.
Yeah, and the drive out there is so boring.
It is. I hated driving out there. I was driving back and forth from Iowa to Madison every week for church, and I'm like, man.
Oh, wow.
Move back down there. Yeah, it was 1 hour and 45 minutes. Every Sunday, we was doing it, too.
1 hour and 45 minutes there and back?
Yep, 1 hour there, 45 minutes there, 1 hour and 45 minutes back, yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we was doing it, so I'm like, man. Then I had landed this contract down here, and at first I was just working every day. I started driving back and forth every day,
uh-huh.
taking 1 hour and 45 minute trip. But then, after that, I was just like, nah, man, this is kind of too much. So I had just moved the family, but we just moved back out here. And we really did it out of faith because for a second, it was like we was in a hotel stand and it was hard for us to get a place. And, you know, by the grace of God, we found this place out there in Portage. And the landlord actually is a man of God. It was like weird how that even happened. And the pastor, Apostle Doe, his pastor, and it was like weird. I'm like, man, you know, that had to be nobody but God. So, yeah,
amen.
God blessed us with a nice little house out there, quiet, away from people, still able to get back and forth to work. And
mm-hmm.
It's been going good. You know, the devil always trying to bring little stuff in there to throw you off, but
mm-hmm.
I be trying to stay prayed up and stay positive, man, because it's so easy to do. distracted. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Mm-hmm. We can actually just open up since it's 45 after.
Is Pastor coming?
Sometimes he pop in and sometimes he don't. On the Thursdays, because today is the Thursday night support group. It's a group that I started, the Apostle helped me start. It's been probably like a little bit over, what, 6-7 months now, huh, Ray? Brother Ray.
Yep.
Wow.
Like 6-7 months now. And, you know, we've been running it a little differently because at first, it would be a lot of more people showing up, but a lot of people was like, you know, we were looking for more of the support, not so much of the Bible. And I was basically telling people that, you know, I started my journey from the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of just push the Bible on people, but everything in life pretty much goes back to the Bible. But I see how some people can feel like that, especially when they're not at that point yet, you know what I'm saying? So where it's like, well, I just need to talk. And that's what we started doing with these groups. It's basically just making it like a group to where we talk about different things.
Like tonight, the topic is stress, dealing with stress and things like that.
Yeah. I just wanted to pop in a little bit to see how everybody was doing. And
yeah. Still kind of early and stuff. People will come, you know what I'm saying? I just try to keep the group alive, you know what I'm saying, by just still showing up, though, you know what I'm saying, when it's like less people or whatever. But yeah, just to keep
it. It was a lot of people in there. I was surprised. And then last night, Bible study was a good one, too, though. We missed you at Bible study. But it was good, though, last night.
I thought Bible study was on Wednesdays.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
That was last night.
What's today, Thursday?
Yeah, today is Thursday.
Oh, I thought today was Wednesday. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Today is Thursday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to check in with everybody.
Yes, ma'am. No, but don't hesitate. You know, we be here on Thursdays, too, for Thursday night support group, but Wednesdays is the Bible study, so, yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, I love you all. Love and blessings.
Yes, ma'am. Love you.
Yeah, talk to you later.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Yeah. Brother Ray.
I'm still here. Hold on one sec. I was listening.
It sounded like we just got joined by somebody else.
This is Brother Ray.
No, I thought I heard you three. Stop it. So it's just me and Brother Ray and here.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, man.
You can call it if you want to. I'll just call you on the other line.
Yeah, because other people not show up. No, we can do that, though. I'll call you, remember.
Okay.